distance. Vaughn shook his head again. Perfect. He flinched as a pair of hands snaked under his arms and then wrapped around him. Angela pressed the side of her face to his back as she hugged him tightly.
What's perfect?
Nothing. Just finished reviewing the ship's systems. Everything looks perfect. He felt her head nod against his back.
If you say so.
Vaughn smiled in spite of himself. He'd grown very fond of that sleepy voice. Forgetting his frustrations for the moment, he hugged her arms to his chest. With her left cheek still pressed to his back, Angela sighed.
On my way up, I noticed we haven't lost the line.
Vaughn ground his teeth together but managed to keep the frustration from his words. Yep, still there. Angela turned her face and pressed her right cheek against his back. She pulled a hand free and pointed west.
By the way, what's that?
Vaughn tapped a knuckle against the surface of the moving map display. According to the charts, that's Sardinia. She snuggled into him and then sighed.
I know it's not the Caribbean, but at least these cliffs are beautiful.
Vaughn felt his cheeks warm with instant guilt. Inwardly, he shook his head. How long before she saw through him, saw the asshole that everyone else had seen him as?
What's the matter? You just got all tense.
Nothing. Vaughn willed his shoulders to relax, then he nodded toward the coastline. You're right. They are beautiful. His eyes swept northward as he continued to study the cliffs. He paused when he spotted an out-of-place, human-made structure. It sat crumpled where the emerald sea met the thin, white beach at the base of the cliff. Waves crashed into the thing, launching geysers of spray. Angela leaned back as she apparently saw the same object.
Is that an airliner?
Vaughn nodded. Yeah. The structure had resolved as the burned-out and broken hull of a wide-bodied passenger jet. A colossal shadow crossed over the wreckage, momentarily darkening the airplane's white tail fin and the waves that were crashing against it. Releasing each other, they stepped haltingly to the bridge's side window and stared up into the sky. Overhead, to the left of the ship, the line of levitating structures spanned from horizon to horizon. All of it slowly drifted north, barely 1,000 feet above the cliffs. The surreal train of steel edifices slowly glided past them, paralleling the rocky shoreline at a speed slightly faster than their yacht. Angela leaned into him as she continued looking up.
My mind still has a tough time accepting that image.
Vaughn felt a shiver run through her. He squeezed her tightly. Yeah, me too. The ominous specter of that much steel gliding serenely overhead was difficult to process. It looked as if the slightest perturbation would send it all crashing to Earth, converting its stores of potential energy into kinetic and a calamitous collapse. Not that everything in the line stayed there. They had seen stuff fall from it, things like concrete and non-metallic building panels, but as far as he could tell, nothing made of steel ever fell from the line. Don't worry, we're safe for now. I'm keeping us out from under it. Still looking up, he pointed forward, ahead of their ship. Unfortunately, we will have to pass directly beneath it when we cut through the Strait of Bonifacio. Otherwise, we'll have to go all the way around Corsica.
Wonderful.
Yep, that pretty much sums up my thoughts on the subject. But I'll hurry every chance I get. Angela gestured at the crashed airplane.
Why is that still here?
She looked up.
Why hasn't it been swept up by whatever the hell is doing that?
Vaughn shrugged. Was wondering that too. It must be one of the newer airplanes. They're mostly carbon composite, not as much aluminum as the older ones, and even less steel. Since they'd left the Libyan coast to follow the floating line of structures, Vaughn hadn't seen many variations in its constituent components. As far as he could tell, everything either contained steel or was made of it. They'd even spotted a few boulders floating in the line. He guessed they were some kind of metallic ore. Angela nodded.
Makes sense.
They continued in silence for a while. Around midday, they reached the end of Sardinia's cliffs, and a channel of water slid into view beyond them. Vaughn pointed. There's the Strait of Bonifacio. To its right was the island of Corsica. The line of steel structures passed directly over the channel and then disappeared.